Ahoy, ye scurvy dogs.
This is Russell Newberry from the hit show Deadliest Catch, and you're listening to Outdoor Journal Radio on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Joseph Gorskowski of Fishing Canada fame. Look at you moving up to rate. Is that a lateral move? Is it a... Like on the career, on the Joseph Gorskowski evolutionary scale, where do you put this move?
I don't know if it's like evolutionary or possibly devolving.
It is a step backward. Eh? Yeah, I know. You used to do this show every week for a couple of years, I think.
For a while, yeah.
For the longest time. A lot of famous people have worked on this program through the years. You knew that. You know that. I could start rhyming them off. Most of them would be embarrassed if I
know there's at least a dozen.
Most of them would be embarrassed if I mentioned their names. A lot of them have gone on to huge careers. One of them, a big star with CBC, has been for a number, not so much anymore. But
not so much anymore.
He was also a big Hockey Night in Canada star for a short, like a coffee break period of time.
Yeah, that was the one season, right?
Yeah.
One and done.
Yeah. So we've had some pretty big names go through here. So, you know, you're not on your own on that one. Speaking of big names and big events, it's nothing bigger than what's going on right now. In fact, it's on its final day. It's over today. And I missed it all. It's over today, 8 p.m. tonight. Unfortunately, and I'm talking about the Great Ontario Salmon Derby. Joining us now, the manager of said event. He's going to talk to us about the big wrap up next weekend. Apparently, I'm going to be flipping burgers there. I'm told. I don't know. We'll see. Bill Berutz. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Angelo. Good morning, Joseph. Thank you for having me on. And Angelo, I'm thrilled that you're back on the radio. It was a terrible void there for a couple of hours on Saturday mornings for me. That
does
my coffee alone.
Thank you, my friend. I love hearing that from everybody out there. I missed your derby. I just realized I missed a month of this wonderful, exciting event that I was so looking forward to being a part of. I mean, that's... we'll look at next year, I suppose. Although the big day is coming up. Talk to me about next weekend first before we get on to the details of who's winning, who's losing, etc.
Well, to start out with, we've got a couple of nervous guys today. We have our grand prize leader, Austin Levin, who is a 38.02-pound Chinook, leading the whole tournament. And he's wondering whether he's going to be driving home from the awards day next week with a brand-new Toyota 4Runner, a trip to Reserve Beauchene, and a beautiful Garmin Quatrix watch. And then we have another gentleman by the name of Glenn Harmon, who's leading for the seventh week of the Derby with a 31.48-pound Chinook. And he's hoping to hold on for the rest of the tournament, which ends at 8 o'clock tonight, and go home with a check for $10,000.
Jeez.
So there's a lot at stake today.
And how do you play out this? I mean, you look at the weather. I was thinking about it on the way into the studio this morning to do this program, and I thought about the guys who are, you know, getting out there today. Or probably at that point, we're already out since daylight. Fishing away. How do you think this weather is going to play in the final outcome?
Well, what'll happen today is we're probably going to see a lot of mature Chinooks starting to smell around river mouths with all this rain that we're getting today. We had a thunderstorm kind of go through, so hopefully a lot of the guys were smart and came off the lake. But there will be some diehards that are still on the lake for sure. I happened to go to Newcastle yesterday to do a check on Glenn's fish. And the North Shore on the way home coming along the 401 was just loaded with boats. Oh. And now that we're down to the last day or two, guys will be fishing regardless of the weather.
Oh, they're going to be pounding it right to the last minute. This is good. This is exciting because, you know, and as much as 38.02 is a very, very good sized fish, I mean, it does kind of leave the door open for that 39 pounder, and it's out there. As you just said, those fish are just now starting to ease their way into the shallower waters and the river mouths because of the rain and the water that's flowing out. It could not be a better written script for the finale than what we've got today.
No, and if you remember, it was, I guess it was 2015 or 2016, I received a call from George Deeds at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on the last day of the Derby that he was weighing in this fish. It won the Derby. I went flying down the QEW to go and take pictures of it. So you never know till the end of it.
Yeah, yeah, but, I'm feeling pretty good.
Next week is our awards day and the Islander $5,000 shootout, and it should be a terrific event. We're really looking forward to it. The morning starts at about 8 o'clock for the 70 winners or qualifiers for the Islander shootout. They'll go out for 4 hours, come in, and we'll have a weigh-in at 12 noon at Port Credit Village Marina, and then we go across to J.C. Saddington Park to the marquee, where we will be putting on a lunch, and the lunch is going to have, we'll have pizza, we'll have beer from Molson's, and Sean Kelly, and I'm dying to try the Angelo 2 burger.
Yes, I am too, actually. So, yeah, it's going to be great. And I'm going to be flipping some of those babies. So there you go. There you go. Well, I have a chance
We'll be thrilled to see you, that's for sure. And I think that we may even see Jack from Radio World. He may come and help us with the Garmin product and with
perfect
product from Fishhawk. So it would be great if you guys were there. We'd really appreciate seeing all of you.
Well, but nothing will hold me back from being there, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. That's wonderful. I did want to give a little bit of a shout-out to John Jakubowski, our Honorable Minister of the MNRF, and Andy Todd from Zone 20 in Lake Ontario. Last year, we only weighed in 3 fish over 30 pounds, and this year, we have weighed in 18 over 30 pounds. So nice. We must give them credit. They often get criticized, but they have done a wonderful job in looking after the lake for us.
Oh, very good, and I'm glad you made that point, because a lot of people don't realize that fishery is very much in the hands of the MNRF in terms of being able to stock and maintain and manage. And, yeah, without them, there would be no Great Ontario Salmon Derby. Let's be honest. If the fish aren't there, you guys wouldn't be running an event. So, yeah, good on him and everybody else involved.
Yes, and they have realized over the last few years that the size of our salmon have regressed, and they have done a good job in sorting out how to get those fish back up to the weights that impress most of our anglers.
We have never had a 50-pounder in all the years that this event has been going on, and I'm going way back to its inception. We've never had a 50-pounder. We've been close. And now that the sizes are starting to get a little bit bigger again, maybe there is hope. I hope so. I mean, a 50-pounder would be fantastic to someday be able to realize.
It would be fantastic. Even to see a fish over 40 pounds again would be wonderful.
Yep. For sure.
But, you know, anyway, we've had a tremendous reach with people this year in the Derby. We've had contestants from Minnesota, California, Indiana, North Carolina, Tennessee. It's been a terrific year for the Derby, and we're very thankful for all the sponsorship that we've received from all our wonderful sponsors.
You got a list in front of you? Go ahead, give them.
Oh boy, it's so long. The Toronto Sun, Toyota, Pizza, Islander, Marine, Canadian Tire, Scotty, La Réserve Beauchene, Ontario Sport Guide Fishing Association, Plano, Berkeley, Penn, Suffolk, Rapala, Costa, Mercury, Lucky Strike, Ontario Outdoors, Credit Village Marina, Natural Sports, Pro Tackle, Gagnon Sports, JB's Fishing Depot, Garmin, Freedom Tackle, Yeti, Black Angus, Fine Meats and Game, Radio World, Gibbs Delta, Fishhawk, Outdoor Journal Radio, MyTac, Trophy Craft, Abu Garcia, and Molson Coors. Thank you for that.
Wow. Nicely done, buddy. Excellent.
Yeah. We have a tremendous list. A great spot.
My friend, I look forward to sharing a bit of time with you next weekend at the big event. Once again, tell folks where it's going to be and what time they should be there.
They should be at the tent if they're just coming for awards day by 12:30. We will start the awards at 1 o'clock, but we will have a little bit of eating before that. If they want to come over and see the exciting weigh-in, it's all the fish are weighed in at the same time, 12 noon sharp at Port Credit Village Marina.
Bill, thank you very much, my friend. You have a wonderful day out there. It's exciting, man. Let's count it down to 8 o'clock and hope that there is a bit of change on that leaderboard.
You bet. Thanks very much, Angelo, and good health.
Thank you, my friend. Bill Berutz, manager for the Great Ontario Salmon Derby. And, yeah, you want to meet a great guy, pop in next week and say hi to him at the event. Fantastic man. And he's tireless. He just works, goes on and on and on.